With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Officials at Glacier National Park say the fast-moving Howe Ridge fire that lightning started Saturday night has destroyed several structures on the north end of Lake McDonald. About 50 homes were quickly evacuated at about 8 o'clock last night as strong winds pushed the fire towards them. MTPR's Nikki Ouellette is just back from a meeting at park headquarters and joined us a few minutes ago. Nikki, you're in West Glacier, where the people evacuated from the Howe Ridge fire are getting new details about the fire and its impacts.
Yeah, Eric, I'm at the park headquarters in West Glacier. There are about 70 people here. There were park staff, including Superintendent Jeff Mao, on hand to describe the firefighters' efforts to quell the flames and then kind of walk through what homeowners themselves saw as the fire made a run towards some of their homes. And just kind of give them some details from the firefighting end of things.
What did you find out about structures that were lost to the fire?
The park has not come out and said exactly which structures have been lost or how many, but I am hearing from homeowners that Kelly's Camp, which is one of the original homesteaded inholdings in the park, several structures within that camp have been lost. Right now, there are some folks inside the community building who are looking through pictures of their homes. Some of them are burned, and they've asked media to step out for that section. There are also a couple cars from campers who were heading out on the Trout Lake Trail and got stuck there and had to hike out on the opposite side of the trail, but their cars did not make it out.
What are people saying?
There's a lot of thanking the firefighters, a lot of rounds of applause for the firefighters. But people are pretty upset that there wasn't faster response from firefighters. The fire was detected on Saturday night, and a ground crew went in, but it was just not safe enough to send them in farther to try to engage with the flame. It's burning through the Robert fire scar from 2003. There's a lot of downed timber in there that could fall and be really dangerous for firefighters. They did set some helicopters and super scoopers on it yesterday morning, but that wasn't really making a dent. People were upset that there wasn't a stronger response faster. They were also upset that there wasn't more warning for the evacuation notices. Since then, a couple more private inholders have gotten word that they should start getting ready, but there haven't been any further evacuation orders at this time.
When you talk about efforts to protect the homes and cabins in the area there, Glacier did get some help from outside with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Flathead County sent in a structure protection team, and people had sprinklers going on their own homes. Their homes were not left to be burned.
What's happening on the fire now?
Right now, the fear is that it will kind of loop around the northeast tip of Lake McDonald and start making its way down what's called the South Shore to end up at the Lake McDonald Lodge. And that is not what's happening. Fire is moving kind of up the ridgeline, but they are watching to make sure that it doesn't send spots out on the ground or even across the lake, which was a fear yesterday.
Nikki Ouellette, thank you.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Montana Public Radio's Flathead Valley reporter Nikki Ouellette speaking to us from outside of Glacier National Park headquarters, where park officials met with more than 70 people tonight whose properties were affected by the Howe Ridge fire. Some of those people lost their homes. The park has not yet publicly announced which ones or how many were destroyed. We'll update this story on our website as new information becomes available. That's at mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.